Welcome to your weekly U.S. News Update. We have three stories for you. The first one is AAM, which is Advanced Air Mobility. Something is happening with the FAA. We'll talk about that. We have a bill in Iowa that we don't really care for, so we're going to be talking about this as well. And then lastly, there is a new function from Air Control, which is called AirBoss. So we'll be talking about all these things. We are live here in Denver from AUVSI Exponential right in front of our booth. It's the end of day two, so everybody's gone. So we'll get to the news in a second. All right, the first thing this week is AAM, Advanced Air Mobility. The FAA has released a new document, like they do for a bunch of other things. It's called a Concept of Operation, CONOPS, and this is version 2.0. The reason I talk about this is because there's some information in here about how the FAA is going to be spacing out different types of operation in the sky, including UAS, of course, but also including AAM, Advanced Air Mobility. As a matter of fact, as if I look right here to my right, the booth of NASA is right here, and then the booth of the FAA is right next to them. And NASA has this information where they're talking about how they're going to separate these aircraft from manned aircraft, but also from UAS. So it's a long document. I'm not going to lie, I'm not done reading it just yet. There's about 40 or 50 pages. I like to go through these documents. I will do probably a full video explaining how this works. This is a step forward. The FAA is usually involved with NASA to create these concepts, and then eventually they go and put this into play over the next, well, few years. One of the critique that I would have is that there is no direct timeline in here. It's just an open timeline for the next decade, possibly the next 20 years. We don't know. But at least we have a roadmap that we're going to follow. All right. And the second story this week is a bill in Iowa that is kind of concerning. They were proposing three things at this stage that are standing out inside of this bill. The first one is that you would get a misdemeanor if you flew a drone over a house or a farm outside of city limits, which is kind of mind-blowing to me. The second one is that if this was just for a drone, if you have a camera that is actually attached to the drone as well, then the penalty becomes even more severe. And the last thing is that if you are sued for flying your drone, it's not even talking about the two things we just talked about. If you're sued for suing your drone, then they would prevent you from flying for 2 years after you are being sued. So people are just, these politicians are just out of their mind at this stage, trying to create as many of these bills as possible. Hopefully this dies down in the water very soon. But if you're in Iowa, make sure that you let us know if you plan on attending any of these meetings to go against this type of bills. But this is not a good thing. And the last thing this week is a new feature from Aloft Air Control. They're adding the ability to do what they call an AirBoss. Now, if you're not familiar with what the AirBoss concept is, this is something that is being used, for example, at air shows where you have one person in charge of the airspace controlling all the aircraft around. Now, they're taking this to the UAS world, which is a term that has been used for a while now. And they are allowing someone to be in charge of the airspace over an operation, maybe for public safety, for example, allowing people to allow aircraft to get into the airspace, or in order to prevent someone from getting into the airspace potentially, or at least know that they are in the airspace, to help people actually separate different traffic and know where everybody is. So this is a cool feature. We'll hear more, I'm sure, from these type of features. We actually had John, the CEO of Air Control, in our booth this afternoon to talk about a bunch of other features they're working on. So we're pretty excited. Okay, that's it. That's all we have. I know it's kind of short. Maybe it's long. I'm not sure. We've been recording for a while now. It's the end of the day. We're going to go and come back tomorrow for one more day, and then we'll have some cool video footage for you of everything that we've seen here. This is a massive, massive convention with a ton of manufacturers from all over the world, a ton of providers of different components, and pretty excited to be here. So we'll see you next week.